This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money. That's what I want.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. My daughter Sherry's off this week. In fact, next week, we're hopefully she'll be able to do the show before we take off. We're heading to St. Charles, Missouri. And as I mentioned in some past shows, we're going to be doing 20 workshops for Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio on how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. Don't go broke in a nursing home. We'll be sponsored by the Dementia Society. So if you got loved ones or yourself, if you know someone, are there some strategies that you can protect your assets? We'll be talking that and much, much more. Well, who are we? Well, Legacy Financial Strategies, the taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. Hear that word, enjoy, and help protect your nest egg, where we try to help you increase your returns and reduce your risks if possible. So we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, 16148, in development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees, sometimes younger than that, usually referrals from the parents, from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania, between my daughter and myself, for over 60 years. Not 6 years, 60 years. I happen to be a master certified estate planner, and she's a certified estate planner. So I'll talk about what we do, but let me give you some contact information. I already gave you our address, 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, 16148. I bet half our clients come from Ohio. So we have people drive all the way from Columbiana down to Pittsburgh, Aliquippa area. Then, of course, we've had people move and they're in other states. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or if you're driving and you get back to your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial. It'll take an area where you click on Leave A Legacy. .com is our website. And literally, folks, you can spend hours on that website with free educational information. That's leaveallegacy.com. Just Google the word Legacy Financial, take it to your website, leaveallegacy.com. One of them, when you go to that website, has some on-demand seminars. So the on-demand seminars are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One is on Social Security. So if you haven't collected Social Security and you're near retirement and want to do some planning, it might be a good idea. My daughter, Sherry, used to work for the Social Security office many, many years ago. I bet you won't find any advisor around this area that's in the financial service arena and also had worked for the Social Security office. So we do that at no charge for you. But there's a seminar on Social Security. Free reports you can download. You got to put your first name and email. And by the way, we don't barrage you with a bunch of emails. Usually maybe once a week you might get an email from us. But also there's some quizzes to test your knowledge before you watch the video and read the reports. And you can take the same quiz afterwards or just take it afterwards. So one is on Social Security. One's on estate planning. That's one of the things we do at Legacy Financial Strategies. We show people how to avoid probate. And we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. That's why we're going to that workshop next week, but not only on how to avoid probate, wills, trust, power of attorney, but how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. So if you go to that website again, leavealegacy.com, we have an on-demand seminar for wills, trust, power of attorney. We also have one on women and wealth. We have one, are you ready to retire? Ready to retire. How about this one? In fact, a gentleman came in today. He was concerned about income. He's worth a lot of money, but he was at work. He's concerned about income. Paycheck for life. So there's a webinar, seminar on that that's 24 hours a day. You can watch that. Guaranteed income. There's one on how to have a tax-free retirement. And this may shock you, folks. What do you think banks have as probably, not probably, at least these large banks that I have their report as one of their assets? More than real estate, it's cash value and life insurance. See, people think life insurance is only for dying. No, it could be a strategy how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down as well, because you can convert the death benefit to a living benefit while you're alive to use for in-home care, assisting living care, and nursing home. And if you never use it, you can leave it to your heirs tax-free. Then there's another kind that's max funded. And if you have a 401k or an IRA or one of those ticking time bombs, KIOs, et cetera, SEP profit-sharing programs, you're feeling good now because you're not paying the tax on it. But, boy, you're going to pay dearly at the other end. Well, we have a book called 401 Not Okay. And that refers to any type of qualified account, such as IRA, 401k, 403b, SRIP programs, 457 plan. You got to get that book or get a book called A Better Financial Plan, and we can email you the first three chapters. That's a good book. I got lots of books on that information. So we do have a webinar on how to tax-free retirement, one on Social Security, one on are you retirement readiness, paycheck for life, guaranteed income, women and wealth. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. There's quizzes, there's videos, free reports you can download. So if you're driving again, Google the word Legacy Financial. When you get back, I'll take you to an area. Click on that part where it says leavealegacy.com. It'll take you to our website and got lots of information. Or if you don't want to look at that site, we have a standalone website just for these six mini seminars, Legacy Financial Presents, legacyfinancialpresents.com. So we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. I don't want to go right now and explain what the CS spouse, the IS spouse, and how you can, the in-home spouse, you can protect a lot more assets by converting to an income stream, especially the line financial tools that you got to use, where actuary sound, irrevocable, unassignable, non-commutable, sounds like a mouthful. You need to work with someone who specializes in that, and usually brokers don't specialize in that as all. Now, as far as the legal work, we work with other law attorneys who specialize in that arena. Okay, what other thing we do? Tax preparation and tax planning. Of course, the tax prep, unless you haven't sent it in, 99% of the people probably have, but we did 626 returns. That's right, 626 returns. Besides doing the preparation, we do tax planning. So it might be a good idea to get a second opinion from your taxes last year. I'm not saying to switch, but the planning. Maybe the price is good, but that's not only what we do besides tax prep, but we do tax planning. That can be huge. Now, there's some people, you can't save any money in tax, but there's many people. There's some simple, some are more involved. And we do that at our firm. So if you want more information about that, we have another website called InnovationTaxService.com. InnovationTaxService.com. And you can sign up for a quarterly newsletter. There's all kind of good information. Now let's talk a little bit about taxes. And this primarily is going to affect business people. Seven answers to Section 199A. Do you even know what 199A is? Now, if you don't have any rental property, you don't have a business, this probably doesn't pertain to you, but I'm going to go through some people who have occupations in these arenas. How about real estate agents? are real estate agents and brokers an out-of-favor specified service, trade, or business for the purpose of Section 199A? Now, we don't have a lot of real estate agent broker, but we do have them. So sometimes it's not always for the general public. There are some niches we have. The answer is no. The proposed regulation specifically excludes real estate agents and brokers from the what category? Broker category. The proposal regulations also narrowly interpret the reputation or skill such that real estate agent doesn't suffer under the provision either. For the latest on who is in favor and who is out of favor, see new IRS 199A regulations benefit of out of favor service businesses for an in-depth review of what is out of favor in business, or come and see us. Here's another question. Shareholder wages. If you have an S corporate, that's a C with an S election, shareholder wages count as wages paid by the S corporation for purpose of the 50% Section 199 wage elimination. So do my. The answer is yes. All wages properly allocated to your qualified business income called QBI count, including S corporation shareholder wages. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. We come back. We're going to talk about many items, but where are some of the best places to live in the United States? Where are some of the best places to live? I have that information. In fact, if you sign up for our weekly email, you will get a lot of these goodies because it comes out on Tuesday. So I want you to listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we're going to talk about where are the 10 best places to live in the United States. Before I do that, I only covered a couple items on seven answers to your Section 199A questions. I'm not going to go through the other five. If you'd like to get this, just call Legacy Financial Strategies toll free at 800-264-4963. Give one of our assistants your email address. We'll be glad to email it. If you don't have an email or computer, we'll be glad to mail the rest of those for you. Now, we're going to talk about investment savings and what else we do a little bit later. But let's talk about the 10 best places to live. Again, that phone number, again, if you get a chance to write it down, is 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to a website called leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So this information came from the top best places to live, the U.S. News and World Report, the global authority in rankings, Consumer Vice. And by the way, that's in our weekly email. We have all kinds of goodies to go out every week. And if you subscribe, there's all kind of back issues and so forth. It has a variety of information. But unveiled the 2020 best places to retire in the United States. The rankings offer a comprehensive evaluation of the country's 125 largest metropolitan areas, up from 100 last year, based on how well they meet Americans' expectations for what? Retirement, with measures including housing, affordability, desirability, health care, and overall happiness. Now, this probably should surprise you. Four of the top are in Florida metropolitan areas, and two are in North Carolina, are in the top 10, up from number two last year. Fort Myers is tops the list due to what? Increased desirability, health care quality, job market strength, and happiness. Number two in Florida is Sarasota. Jumped from number three last year to number two this year due to increase in desirability, health care, and job market scores, despite falling in the areas of happiness and housing affordability. Number three, this may surprise you, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, falls from number one to number three this year due to decrease in happiness and housing affordability. In addition, two metro areas not previously ranked broke in the top five. Asheville, North Carolina. Number four, Port St. Lucie, Florida at number five. Both areas ranked high due to desirability and, again, happiness scores. And rounding them off, that we're going into detail, I'll just repeat these again. Number one was Fort Myers, Sarasota, Florida. Number two, Lancaster. Number three, that's Pennsylvania, Lancaster, PA. Number four, Asheville, North Carolina. Number four, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Number six, Jacksonville, Florida. Number seven, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Number eight, Nashville, Tennessee. Number nine, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Number 10, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. So if you'd like to get any of this stuff, just call us toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Before I get off the subject on taxes, I talked the last couple of weeks about this, about penalties. I have this report through one of my organizations. I believe it's a $79 value, a guide to reducing and avoiding IRS penalties, 18 pages long. But if the stuff seems too complicated and you got some penalties, you want to see if they get removed, give us a call and we can try to help you with that. Now, one of the things we do, I mentioned we show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down at Legacy Financial Strategy. We also do Social Security planning. We also do show people how to avoid probate. Then when it comes to investments or savings, you name the investment or saving. I can't say we have everything, but we have most things. Now, we're more conservative in our nature because we're dealing with pre-retirees and retirees. So we like to describe investments or savings with color lights like on a traffic light, which you see all the time. And they have different colors, yellow, green, and red. So what is yellow? When we refer to yellow money, what do we refer yellow money to? That's your emergency money, savings. That would be, these financial tools would be money market accounts, savings accounts, checking account. These are emergency credit union accounts. They don't pay a lot, but you can get your hands on it. They're fairly liquid, but you got to pay taxes on them, and they don't pay that much. But we recommend somewhere between 3 months to a year, depending on the person, how much income, and so forth. So that's what we refer to as yellow money. Now, the other side of the spectrum is red money. That's risk money. That's anything go up or down. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, not fixed annuities or index annuities, variable annuities, commodities, gold, silver, anything where you could possibly lose your principal. That's red money. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. And you could lose money with us in that arena. We charge a fee for that. We're not brokers. We have our own registered investment advisory firm. So we're fiduciaries. What in the world does that mean? We represent you as the individual, not the firm. We're independent. If you have some other firm that you like that's not a broker-dealer and they have managed money, Possibly we could get a solicitation agreement with them. But we have a few we deal with. We're not beholden to any particular one. But that is still red money. It's risk money. Now, some people can afford a lot of risk. Other people can't. So one of the things we do on the second meeting, we usually give you some homework, and then we email to you on the second meeting. You'll prepare it before you come in, and we do a suitability and a capacity to see where you stand in that arena. So that's red money. Then green money is the opposite spectrum. Now, I mentioned red money, the advantages. You get the upside. The disadvantage, you get the downside. Green money is long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, kind of like a bank, but they're not bank money. There's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. They're usually a little bit more liquid than a bank is, and they usually pay a little bit higher rate of return for the most part. That's fixed annuity. Then there's index annuities. Some people hate the word annuity. They don't even know how they work. And by the way, there's not one better than the other. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. And as you get near retirement, depending on how much assets you have, you may want to consider being more conservative on some of your money. If you got a lot of money, you can put more money in the red money. But index annuities, you cannot lose, or fixed annuities, due to market conditions. You can lose your principal, like a long-term CD, if you bail out early. And you take out more than they allow you to take out. And most of them, it's usually 10%. Some are cumulative to 20%. They have different rules on it. But you're not locked up to a period of time. Those usually do last a little longer, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, in the state of Pennsylvania and Ohio. So all they have their pros and cons. So just remember this. I've said this in the past. Is a hammer a good tool? Is a hammer a good tool? If you're going to pound a nail, it's probably a pretty good tool. If you're going to dig a hole, it's probably not. So all these vehicles have their pros and cons. So the first meeting, when you come to see us, it's a complimentary consultation. We do a fact finder or discovery. You ask us questions, we ask you questions. Let's see if there's a good fit. If it's a good fit, I told you about, we have you do some homework. One's to find out your suitability and capacity risk. We email that to you. If you don't, we do a paper one. And then we give you some homework, expense sheet. Then we come back, we're going to do what we call retirement roadmap. We want to see if the road that you're on, not our road, if you're going to have enough money to last until you die, or if you're married to both of you die. So we put a lot of information. You can't buy this software on your own. You wouldn't want to spend the kind of money for it, but we do lots of them. And this helps gauge us to find out where you're at, and you help build it right in front of you. Then on the third meeting, we start talking solutions. Sometimes second, but usually it's the third, sometimes fourth. But somewhere in that neighborhood, each meeting lasts anywhere from hours to 2 hours, probably closer to 2 hours. So the first two meetings, no charge. If you end up implementing any of our strategies, we get paid either a fee if it's managed money, or we get paid a commission, not out of your pocket, by the company. So that's usually how we get paid. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some websites that you want to write down. These are pretty powerful. We talked about taxes earlier. If right now there's a blue light special, at least our opinion, on taxes. So we're going to talk about, you want to stay tuned for the next segment. I'm going to go into quite a bit of detail, two websites that you definitely want to write down. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Legacy Financial Strategies, 3087 Innovation Way, a development called Hermitage, or Linden Point, and the address is Hermitage, PA, 3087 Hermitage, PA, 16148. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, between my daughter and myself, for over 60 years. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to an area where you can click on our website, which is leaveaLegacy.com. LeaveAlegacy.com. Now, I mentioned you want to tune in this segment because I'm going to give you two websites. The first one, I'm going to talk about it. And if I run out of time, we'll carry on the next one. Then in the last segment, we're going to talk about, usually we talk about politics and what's going on. It's called usdebtclock.org. And I haven't talked about this for quite some time. But usdebtclock.org. An amazing site. I've told in the past shows many times. However, we've never talked about much detail about how you can use this and look at this and what's going on with our country. And the information is provided by the U.S. Treasury or the Congressional Budget Office or the Census Bureau or the Federal Reserve. The website uses the color red for debt and the color green for revenue. Let's start with the debt, folks. This is listed at the top left of the debt clock. In 2 months, we went from $22 trillion in 2 months to almost $23 trillion in debt. How is that possible? When the government temporarily shuts down, they hold back the increasing debt. So this is the first way that the government manipulates information to what? Serve their purpose. If you look at the little box, quotation mark, U.S. national debt, you will see that the taxpayers have more of a financial responsibility than citizens, more than twice as much. Our official spending, you ready for this, folks, is $4.5 trillion. Our actual spending is closer to $4.8 trillion. Now, I know $215 billion doesn't sound like a lot of money anymore, but it is. The actual spending includes off-budget expenditures. How do you like that one? Now, if you look in the green box next to the red box of the U.S. national debt, you will see that we only take in $3.5 trillion taxes. Now, people say, I'm too, now these numbers are too big. Let's make it simple. If you make $3,500 a month and you spend $4,800 per month, you don't have to be real good to know with math. You got a problem. And they've been doing that for quite a while. So you hear the word trillion, you shut down. But just take off the zeros, $3,500 you take in, and you're spending $4,800. There's a problem. Is that lower, the 3.5 trillion, is that lower than the 4.5 or 4.8 trillion? Yes, the difference is called what? Deficit. If you look to the far right along the top of the clock, it will show the federal taxes including the following. Income tax, payroll taxes, Social Security and Medicare, corporate taxes, excise taxes, tariff taxes, estate and gift taxes, Federal Reserve remittances. This is the interest the Federal Reserve receives from the money they print. Right below the Federal Reserve, it shows state and local taxes. Now, for those who are just tuning in, that's usdebtclock.org. You can find that. So right below the federal revenue, I'll repeat that website a few more times before the segment's done, it shows state and local revenue. And the two together, and that adds up to $3.4 trillion. If you add in the federal transfers, the total federal, state, and local spending is $7.6 trillion. If you look two clocks to the left of total spending, it shows that our gross domestic product, or GDP, it's a measure of all goods and services, is $21.5 trillion. If you divide, folks, $7.6 trillion by $21.5 trillion, you will discover mathematically that we already spend more than 35% of everything we make on taxes. Truly, if we increase taxes much more, we will destroy our economy. And what's Bernie want to do? What's Elizabeth? In fact, Bernie called Elizabeth a capitalist. You know, if you're spending 4.7 to 4.8 trillion. Those offline budgets, you're only taking in approximately 3.5 trillion. And you want to add in anywhere from 30 trillion to, I heard, close to 60 trillion in Medicare for all over 10 years. Divide that by 10. That's an extra 3 trillion to 6 trillion on top of the 4.7. So now that example I use, folks, for 3,500, instead of you spending 4,500, how about spending 10,000? You see a problem there? So spending on these items is currently 3.79 trillion, which is about 85% of all federal spending, and these costs are increasing. So what am I talking about? Why am I even telling you this? Because, folks, what the government does, they don't seem to curtail spending money. 52% of people pay taxes. Your taxes will probably go up. That's why I mentioned on the last segment, this is probably a blue light special. What do I mean? What am I talking about? If you have one of those ticking time bombs, 401ks that a lot of you have, they're ticking time bombs. You have a partner, the government. You will pay when you start taking money out, usually in 2 or 3, 4 years, all the tax savings that you paid. That's right. And if you don't, if you die, your spouse or your heirs will. They're ticking time bombs. We call them IRAs, internal revenue accounts. But 401ks are the same concept. 457, thrift programs, profit sharing programs, 457, KIOs, 403B. You might want to come in and see us how to convert some of that money anyways to where you can have a tax-free. Or don't contribute as much to your 401k and look at some other strategy where the money can grow tax-deferred and it's not locked up to your 59 and a half, and you could take the money out tax-free. Now, everything has pros and cons, but when you see the analysis and you do your education and you got to do some homework, you'll see there's some alternatives. How to have a tax-free retirement. Get that book, 401k, not okay, or the better financial plan, or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, on on-demand seminars, have a tax-free retirement. Or go to that standalone website, legacyfinancialpresents.com. The reason I'm talking about this, you need to get that. Go to usdebtclock.org. Now, let me skip through to the second site that I want to give you. Truthinaccounting.org. Truthinaccounting.org. The site has helped, you know, me to inspire a number of people to take action. It provides accurate financial information about the federal government, all 50 states, and the 75 largest cities in the United States. The site should be used to show how badly, and that's why I'm giving you this, how underfunded pensions and health care are at the federal, state, and city level. Where will these entities get the money they were required to keep the promises made to the Americans for retirement health care benefits? Shouldn't you at least ask the question of whether these entities can keep the promise they've made? Should additional planning be done to make sure that you have enough money and you're going to be taken care of? So let me give you those websites again. The last one, again, is truthinaccounting.org, truthinaccounting.org, and the other one is usdebtclock.org. Shocking, shocking, shocking. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you an important message, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little politics, and maybe I might reveal who that whistleblower is if you don't already know. Or at least that's what someone said who it is.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. We're going to talk a little politics, and I just might reveal who that so-called whistleblower is. So you want to stay to the end for that. So let me give you some contact information. Legacy Financial Strategy, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Give us a call if you want to have a complimentary consultation, if you want to have an independent and objective analysis on your holdings at no charge, you want to have that retirement roadmap, you want to sign up for weekly emails that come out on Tuesday. That toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. Or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. Take it to an area. It'll click on our website called leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. So let's talk about the first thing in the news. Now, I certainly would not belong to the Nazi Party. I think most people listening would not belong to the Nazi Party. I don't care if they had one good item in there, I would not be contaminated belonging to that. So here's a question. The Democratic Party, again, I'm a registered Republican, but there's a lot of Republicans I don't like. I'd probably be registered independent. But because of the platform, you hear that, folks? Not necessarily the people that are in the platform, what they stand for. They don't follow through, but the platform. Well, Democrat lawmakers calls, not all of them, but Democrat lawmakers called miscarried babies, ready for this, a mess on a napkin. Now, can you think of any more disgusting, deplorable than that? A Democratic lawmaker calls miscarried babies a mess on a napkin. Joe Biden claims, I'm a practicing Catholic, but he supports abortion up to birth. You know, many years ago, he didn't. Other big news, Justin Ginsburg may have lied to Senate. Bill Clinton, remember him, admits he picked her because she's what? Pro-abortion. New York City bans cruelty to ducks, allows emphasize abortions up to birth. How disgusting. How disgusting. Okay. So, I believe, from sources I have, I know the source of today's political charade. Everybody in Washington knows who the so-called whistleblower is. Now, you're probably going to know, too, because we're probably going to reveal that if this source is correct. You also know why they don't want him, to him, by the way, to testify publicly under oath and face honest cross-examination. If they're reading the actual call script in the public statements of the only two people on the call, then convince you that a so-called inquiry has no more substance than a fart in the wind, I hate to use that derogatory comment, perhaps considering the originating source will. Now, this comes from Real Clear Investigations. Is disclosing the name because of the public's interest in learning details of an effort to remove a sitting president from office. Further, the official status as a so-called whistleblower is complicated by his being a hearsay, hear that, hearsay reporter of accusations against the president, who has some indice of arguable political bias in favor of a rival political candidate, as the Intelligence Community Inspector General phrased it circumspectly in originally fielding his complaint. Further, you ready for this, folks? Sharmela, C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-A-A. It's pronounced Sharmela. Now, he left his Security Council posting in the White House West Wing when, in mid-2017, amid concerns about negative leaks to the media. He has since returned to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. He was accused of working against Trump and leaking against Trump, said a former national security person official, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters. Also, this Sharmela, C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A, huddled for guidance with the staff of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Shifting Adam, including former colleagues also held over the Obama era from Schiff's office and recently recruited from the NSC. Schiff is the lead prosecutor, of course, in the impeachment inquiry. And Sharmela worked with a Democratic National Committee operative who dug up dirt on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election, inviting her to the White House for meetings, former White House colleagues said. The operative, Alexandria Chalupa, a Ukrainian-American who supported Hillary Clinton, led to an effort to link the Republican campaign to the Russian government. He knows her, and he had her in the White House, said one former co-worker who requested anonymity to discuss the sensitive matter. I think you're going to see this stuff come out in the near future. Now, here's a bombshell. The ambassador, Taylor, remember him, one of the guys that went and testified, admits, you ready for this, folks? The New York Times was his source. Do you see a problem with that? That's his source. Unbelievable. The closed-door testimony of U.S. Diplomat William Taylor, considered to be one of the bombshell witnesses to peer in Representative Adam Schiff's kangaroo court thus far, is now out. The New York Times headline was a pretty good synopsis of what the media takeaway from it was. The top Ukraine diplomat testified Giuliani spearheaded pressure for investigations. In the testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, Taylor identified Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer, as the instigator behind the drive to get Ukraine's president to announce investigation into Mr. Trump's political rivalries, telling impeachment investigators last month that Mr. Giuliani was acting on behalf of the president. The Times, Nicholas Fenn. It goes on. I mean, this is hard to believe. Now, Biden uses influence to help his son, too, not just in Europe. You don't even have to go abroad to find allegations. Joe Biden uses influence to get Hunter Biden jobs he shouldn't have. A trip to the exotic swamp, Washington, D.C., could have yielded the same results. According to a report in the Washington Examiner last week, when the Democratic president candidate was a senator from Delaware, he allegedly contacted the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice regarding issues that his son's firm was also lobbying on. The report from the Examiner's Elena Goodman didn't exactly receive much play during a busy news week. However, it provided a unique insight into how, as Goodman described it, Biden helped hunters work with strategic and highly specific interventions that could have benefited his son to the tunes of tens of thousands, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. In the first instance, in January 2007, Biden contacted then the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez. He was the Attorney General for under Bush, seeking an immediate with the DOJ regarding the fingerprint identification system used by the federal government. He said, "I write to request your assistance in implementing an expanded background check system for our nation's volunteer organization," Biden said in the letter. "If we can work together to expand the number of volunteer organizations that have access to fast, accurate, and inexpensive fingerprint background checks, we will make significant and important strides in our ongoing effort to protect kids across the country." Biden had requested to convene a small meeting with key representatives from relative agencies. Lo and behold, one of the Hunter Biden's firm's clients was a group that also had the same aims. On the exact same day, Biden's letter was sent, urges Congress to consider that any effort to improve the quality, completeness, and accessibility of criminal history records and to revamp the current system and or allow the return of all criminal history information maintained by the states and the search subjects throughout. So I can go on and on. If you want more information, because we're running out of time, I'll try to continue this next week. I got a lot more information. You need to lift up our president in prayer. You want to protect your freedom, folks? You got to get informed. Turn off that communist news network known as CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC. Fox is probably not Fox News and NBC are probably best bets. They got some wackos on there too. But at least do some other research. Use some, ask if you're a believer, ask in James. The book of James talks about wisdom and discernment. Now, I know I've read the end times of the books. I don't know the day there are, but it's coming. It is coming. I can see Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't know if it's today. I don't know if it's 10 years, 20 years, 30, but it is coming, folks. So my question to you before I sign off, where are you going to spend eternity? You're going to die. I'm going to die. It's either heaven or hell. There's not the annihilation theory. You will not get there because you're a pretty good person. I do another radio show called One Way Radio Network on Sunday mornings on the same station, 790 AM, from 8:30 AM to 9 AM. There's one way you're going to spend eternity someplace. It's either heaven or hell. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, "I won't go there next year." We're talking about forever and ever. The Bible says there is none righteous. So you will not get there. I'm not righteous. When I became a believer, I still have my old nature. I have my new nature. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God wants all, hear that, all to go to repentance. Unfortunately, most won't, according to the book of Matthew 7. The gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to hell is wide. For two main reasons, ignorance and pride. So you must repent of your sins, recognize you're a sinner. If you're not a sinner, you don't need a Savior. Then accept, do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God, not a God, the God, and mean in your heart. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.